And it has cleansed all our sins.
好让我们坦然无故的无惧的来到神的面前祈祷。
So that without fear we can come forward to pray to our God.
让神你使用我们的生命。
May God you yourself use our lives.
使用我们所作的见证。
Use the testimony that we make.
充满着欢喜快乐的心。
And with a heart full of joy,
来到传扬这个福音。
We preach the gospel.
不怕这个魔鬼撒旦的骚扰。
Not afraid of the distractions of Satan.
因为他们和他的爪牙都全部失败了。
Because he and his helpers have failed.
在基督里面我们是永远得胜的。
In Christ, we are always victorious.
多谢你给我们有这个赞美诗。
We thank you for this praise and worship song.
我们真的愿意谦卑顺服你的命令。
We want to be humble and to obey your commandments.
能够欢喜快乐地传扬这个宝贵宝贵的福音。
And with joy, we preach this precious gospel.
谁听我们的祷告。
Hear our words.
求圣灵亲自复兴我们。
May the Holy Spirit himself revive us.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
And in the name of our Lord Jesus, we ask.
Amen.
Amen.
大家刚才看这段信息，
You saw these words earlier, we read them.
就是天上这个大声音来到去这个敬拜的声音。
And there is a loud voice in heaven in praise.
我们今天呢很大胆。
We are bold today.
因为我们尝试将启示录十二和十三章一次过二十分钟讲完。
Enough to talk about Revelation chapters 12 and 13 in 20 minutes.
好像很不可能。
It seems impossible.
但是大家看戏、看电视都看得多了。
But you have watched too many shows and programs on TV.
尤其是那些鬼电影。
Especially those about ghosts.
满天神佛，搞到乌烟瘴气。
And there are so many gods and ghosts, it can be very confusing.
所以看圣经的这两章圣经呢，就跟看戏的差不多，好像。
There is some similarity between reading these passages and also seeing these horror shows.
但无论如何，神鬼鬼呢，圣经是承认是有的。
But the Bible also acknowledges there is God and there are ghosts.
但是我们没有怕。
But we are not fearful.
就好像这段经文那样。
Just like this passage.
因为这些这样的魔鬼撒旦全部都已经被我们的主耶稣的血，主耶稣的救恩将我们打输了。
But Satan and all devils have been defeated by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们好像经文所提醒的要快乐。
So we are like what the writer says in verse 12, we have to be joyful.
但我们基督徒是不是真的个个都这么快乐呢？
But indeed, do all believers rejoice?
不要看旁边左右了，你问一下自己，你每日笑几次呢？
Don't look at others. Look at yourself. How many times a day do you smile a lot of joy?
有没有呢？
Do you?
定还是受很多东西都是仍然愁眉苦面呢？
Are you sad? Do you have a sad face because of many things happening in your life?
甚至睡觉都睡不着这样呢？
And even cause you to have insomnia.
为什么会这样呢？
Why is that so?
就是我这题目里面所讲的三个心魔。
Because in this title of the sermon, it says three creatures.
就是跟我们上两个礼拜讲的这幅图画很有关系。
And there's great relevance.
我们本来接受神的呼召。
We were called originally by God.
然后呢，我们相信了主耶稣了。
We have believed in God.
我跟着神这样向前走。
And we follow God in moving forward.
好像图画的第七那段一样。
According to step 7 of this graph.
但是因为那三个心魔呢，搞到我们呢就向转态落到去第二个步骤。
But because of the distractions of Satan and the three bad things, we have been distracted and entered into the circle, starting with number 2.
所以因为这样的缘故呢，我们会兜了一个圈，再回去复兴的道路上。
And because of that, we've been distracted, went around a circle, but eventually we go back to the way of a Christian.
那我们就要思考一下，我们为什么会被分心离弃了神这个的计划呢？
So let's think about why we become distracted from God's will for us.
其实这个心魔呢，本身呢是 可能这个翻译呢或者这个用词呢有少少不是那么恰当。
Perhaps the use of evil creatures to describe these are not too appropriate.
其实主要就是因为我们遇到任何的事呢我们的心呢会触动我们的反应。
When we encounter bad circumstances, it triggers certain negative reactions from our hearts.
好像翻译这样，当我们有一些负面的反应呢，就可能引发一些灾难。
So when we have a negative reaction, it may lead to further tribulation.
引发我们会更加忧郁。
To cause us to be more depressed.
或者呢，我们不敢向前走。
Or take away the courage to move forward.
或者影响我们周围的人。
Or even affect others around us.
每一个被我们接触的人都会受到我们的情绪反应影响。
Everyone who encounters us will also react negatively to our negative situation and feelings.
所以我稍微改一改，所谓心魔呢，其实就是一种阵线，就是一种灵界的一个阵线。
So the three creatures actually represent firstly spiritual front.
所以如果你有圣经呢，可以打开第十二章。
If you have the Bible, please turn to Revelation chapter 12.
启示录呢度咧就讲到有一个大红龙。
It talks about here a red dragon.
第九节就话佢就系魔鬼撒旦。
The verse 9 says it's in fact devil himself, Satan.
呢个第一个心魔。
This is the first evil creature.
第二个咧系内在嘅一个阵线。
The second front is an inner front.
系一个海兽，十三章里边嘅海兽。
It is described in chapter 13 as the sea beast.
我好快咁讲一讲呢三段嘅吓。
I'll quickly give you an outline.
第三个咧系环境嘅阵线。
The third front is an outer front from our environment.
就系第十三章十到十八节讲嗰个地兽。
It's found in chapter 13, verses 10 to 18 as the land beast.
我就唔仔细去形容嗰个嘅过程。
I will not describe all the circumstances in much detail.
大家可以翻去上网睇一啲嘅新译本咧，亦都写得描绘得好清楚。
If you go online, there are many new commentaries that describe these well.
但系我哋嘅重点就系我哋而家咁样睇咗呢段圣经，我哋应该点回应咧？
The emphasis today, though, is how we respond or react to what we read.
因为我哋必须要认识呢三种嘅阵线。
Because we must recognize these three fronts.
系喺我哋嘅内心不断嘅去影响住我哋作任何嘅决定。
And in our inner being, it affects how we make decisions.
就系让我哋能够重新嘅翻去神嗰个呼召嘅计划里边。
To allow us to go back to God's original calling for us.
我哋日日都可能会咁样转来转去。
We may be circling like here every day.
所以呢个启示录十二十三章咧，就俾我哋一个提醒。
So Revelation 12 and 13 reminds us.
我哋点样应付呢啲嘅心魔？
How do we deal with these inner distractions and devils?
好让我哋好快翻去第七嗰个阶段。
So that we can quickly resume God's calling for us, found in number 7.
唔需要经过其他啲管教啊、呼喊嘅嗰个嘅过程。
And not to have to go through discipline and punishment.
甚至好可能咧就咁样离开咗。
Or even leaving the faith.
所以我哋今日重点咧就喺呢两章圣经里边咧。是提醒我们。
So that these two chapters today should remind us.
第一样呢，是稍微要讲一讲，因为很多人都第一次洗圣经呢，就不明白这个待产的妇人究竟是谁。
The first is regarding spiritual fund, and it bears an explanation. Who is this woman who is about to give birth?
她是象经旧约圣经那班以色列民。
It actually symbolizes the Israelite of the Old Testament.
神要施行祂的救恩，救以色列民。
God wanted to accomplish his salvation of the Israelites.
预言有弥赛亚，耶稣基督会降生，拯救他们。
And prophesied that there will come a Messiah who will save them.
咁当时呢，天使这个撒旦本来是天使之一，他就是成为这个所谓的大红龙。
Satan was originally an angel who has fallen and became the red dragon.
佢咧就要想殺死要將要生出嚟嘅彌賽亞。
And the red dragon wanted to kill the Messiah who is to be born.
但係感謝神，神咧係拯救咗佢哋。
But we thank God for saving the Messiah and the mother.
啊，呢個嘅彌賽亞咧係被神咧係救離開呢個大紅龍嘅殺害。
The Messiah was saved from the will of killing by the red dragon.
而呢個嘅呢個做媽媽嘅咧，亦都被神保護咗。
And the mother was also protected.
但係魔鬼唔憤氣。
But Satan was not happy.
佢仍要同神打交。
And he continued to want to fight God.
神就差遣天使長米迦勒同埋佢一班嘅天使去將佢打敗。
And God sent the archangel Michael and his helpers to defeat Satan.
啊，呢個都聖經第七節已經話咗俾我哋知啦。
As found in verse 7.
所以我勸大家聽道理嘅時候，最好打開聖經，你變咗同時都可以對照。
So I ask you to open up your Bible to compare and read.
咁呢個紅龍同埋佢嘅使者咧，都全部抌咗落地。本來佢哋喺天上嘅，而家被跌曬落嚟。
And the dragon and the fallen angels originally in heaven are now thrown down。
第四節有提到佢條尾啊，拉住啲星神三分之一都跌曬落地。
And in the process, using his tail and drag down one third of the stars in the heavens。
咁十四節咧，亦都講到佢仍然想守住想。加害呢個以色列。
And verse 14, it is mentioned that he continued to want to hurt the Israelites.
就係指到呢個母親啊。
Continue to hurt the mother of the Messiah.
但係有兩個翅膀賜俾佢，讓佢飛離呢個嘅災區。
But she was given two wings of the great eagle so that she could fly from the serpent.
有意思嘅咧就係。呢度咧十四十五節咧就將撒旦形容係蛇。
And here in verses 14 and 15, Satan is described as the serpent.
讓我哋讀聖經嘅時候知道呢條蛇就係嗰個撒旦，但係因為地上佢唔能夠將佢嘅詭計得逞而咁樣形容佢。
So on earth, we could not use this word serpent, but it actually represents Satan himself.
咁咧嚟到讓讀者咧，你都明白，撒旦仍然喺神嘅操縱之下。
To make the reader understand that the serpent Satan is still under the sovereign control of God.
撒旦當時仲想用洪水咁嘅方式嚟到去沖死佢。
And Satan also wanted to use another great flood for the earth to destroy it.
但係地卻幫助呢個婦人。
But the earth helped the mother.
將呢啲洪水咧吸曬落去地裏邊。
And so opened his mouth and swallowed the river that the dragon had poured。
咁咧就呢個撒旦咧就好嬲，就遷怒於佢嘅其他嘅仔兒女身上。
And Satan became furious and went off to make war on the rest of her offspring。
所以意思即係話以色列嗰啲嘅後代咧，都係被呢個撒旦繼續嘅攻擊。
So the descendants of Israel continue to be under attack from Satan.
但呢啲兒女咧係咩嘅身份咧
？But what are the identities of these children of Israel?
聖經點樣形容咧
？How is it described in the Bible?
就係呢個守神嘅戒命，為耶穌作見證嘅。
These are described as those who follow God's commandments and be testimony for witnesses for God.
就意思讓我哋睇見今日我哋基督徒。係預咗要受撒旦嘅逼迫嘅。
It represents the fact that we as Christians are prepared and predestined to suffer from Satan.
我哋願意為耶穌作見證嘅，我哋都會受到逼迫。
Those of us who are willing to testify for God will be under persecution.
聽起上嚟好辛苦。
It seems like it's difficult.
的確係辛苦。
In fact, we will be suffering.
我哋而家背起十字架跟從耶穌嘅。
But as we are willing to take up and bear our cross to follow Jesus，
呢個十字架係點樣嘅十字架咧
？What kind of cross are we bearing？
美南浸信會的門徒訓練呢是指得很清楚。
The Southern Baptist Discipleship Training Material is very clear on this.
这个就是人和神那种交战，就是我们的十字架。
The fight between God and people is our cross.
即是说神的旨意和人的旨意交战。
The conflict between God's will and men's will.
神的心意是要万民作门徒。
God's will is that all people become his disciple.
我们虽然做了基督徒，
although we have become Christians,
但是我们并没有使用神给我们的恩典来使万民作门徒。
Yet we have not used God's grace to make disciples of all people.
这个就是我们门徒的十字架。
This is the cross of disciples.
有些人是很轻松。
Some are very relaxed regarding this.
因为他认识主耶稣。
Because they have recognized Jesus,
知道我们和主耶稣同钉十字架，
to know that we have been nailed on the cross together with Jesus,
使到我们现在活着的不再是我，
so that we no longer live for ourselves,
乃是耶稣基督在我里面活着，
but it is Christ himself living in us.
虽然有交战，
although there is conflict,
但是不会打得那么辛苦，
but we do not labor so hard.
因为主与我们同在，
because Christ is in us and with us，
我们有这个信心， 信靠主耶稣，
we have the faith trusting in Jesus，
所以我们走在这个门徒的路上就不至于这么辛苦，
so that we don't labor as much as we continue on this journey with Christ，
但是这个灵界的阵线仍然是存在的，
but the spiritual battlefront is still there，
因为撒旦不会放过我们，
because Satan will not let us go，
他仍然在我们背后候着我们。
He is still watching behind our backs.
所以我为什么要祈祷呢？
So why should we have to pray?
为什么要学习基督生平呢？
Why should we have to know the life of Jesus?
为什么要好好要读圣经呢？
Why should we have to carefully read the Bible?
因为这个灵界的阵线仍然在后面。
Because this spiritual battlefront is still behind us.
我们稍微不小心，
if we are careless,
我们就会仿佛图画一样跌落在下面。
We will like that circle enter into the circle and fall down.
这个不是神喜欢的。
This is not pleasing to God.
但是因为撒旦在这里。
But because of the presence of Satan,
他是垂死的挣扎。
He is struggling as he nears death.
他知道末日已经到了。
He knows the end time is near.
他再没有办法做任何事。
He had no other way to accomplish anything else.
所以我们知道他在这个末后里面会更加的犀利。
So that we know that in the background, he will be more fierce.
所以我们要更加的来到去读经祈祷。
All the more, we have to continue to pray and to study the scriptures.
支取神的力量。
To receive power from God.
让我们有信心。
So that we have the faith.
就是神会保护我们。
That God will protect us.
使到我们能够喜乐。
So that we can be joyful.
为什么我们今天不笑呢？
Why is it that we don't smile today?
为什么？
Why?
未够信心啦嘛
，lack of faith。
但系有时真系好难自己控制嘅喎。
But a lot of times it's beyond our control。
因为灵界嘅嘢，好多时候我哋不知不觉就陷咗里边。
Because in terms of spiritual battles, sometimes we fail。
但系我哋要更加要知道。
But all the more wanting to know，
灵界嘅战争系天使米迦勒佢哋同佢哋打紧仗。
To know the fact that in the spiritual warfare。The Archangel Michael is already fighting for us.
我们的神已经是保护我们， 只不过我们不知道。
Unknowingly, God is continuing to protect us.
所以这个要凭信心去相信。
And so through faith, we believe in this.
我们接着会看到的就是一个海兽。
The second battlefront is from the sea beast.
这个就是从第十三章可以看见的。
Found in chapter 13.
这里出的是一个内在的阵线，是一个怎样的阵线呢？
This is a front from the inner side.
刚才我们讲前面第一个是一个外在灵界的一个阵线。
The first battlefront we just talked about is a spiritual battlefront.
但是我们内心有一个阵线。
But in our heart there is also another front.
这个阵线厉害的地方就是我们排斥这个福音。
The inner front, the challenge is that we wanted to expel the gospel.
我不知道大家在座当中有没有人即听了福音听了十几年都未信耶稣的，有没有？
I wonder if there's anyone sitting here who has resisted the gospel for more than 10 years after hearing it many times. Anyone?
不用举手。
You don't necessarily have to raise your hands.
但你知我知。
But you know and I know.
我们心里面看甚至看了圣经我们都不一定去接受圣经说的。
After reading the Bible, we don't always accept what is written there.
就是这个好像在深海里面埋了一个水底里面冒上来一有事干发生我们就是用一个排斥的心理拒绝这个福音
As if it is coming from the deepest part of the ocean when it arises to your consciousness you want to expel it
约翰描写这个图画的时候
When John used this description
他是用一个反面 的图画让我们看见假的基督是一个怎样的模样
He uses a negative image to help us understand Satan how he is
就好像耶稣是被杀的羔羊三日复活这个兽呢也都是头呢是被打伤后来又医好了
Just like Jesus the lamb who died on the cross Satan also he was wounded in the head but also later recovered
所以呢他在书呢就牙刷刷有三年半 的时间呢去闹这个福音。
So, with arrogance, he had 3.5 years to curse the Bible.
并且去打胜那些基督徒。
And try to win the battle with, over the Christians.
所以我们都预了我们是会输的。
So, it is predicted that we may lose.
但这个输呢并不是永远的输。
But it is not forever that we lose.
因为我们明白这个的输赢在神的手里面。
Because being victorious or being defeated is in the hands of God.
而事实上，主耶稣已经胜过了这个的敌基督、假基督。
And in actual fact, Jesus Christ himself has already won over this false Christ.
因为他为世人的罪被钉在十字架上。
Because Christ himself was nailed on the cross
成了就了这个救恩
and accomplished the work of salvation.
所以我们为什么要奉耶稣的名来接受主耶稣
So why do we, through the name of Jesus, receive himself?
就是因为知道这个敌基督会叫我们的心抗拒这个福音
Because this Antichrist will make us resist the gospel.
除非我们要相信主耶稣
Unless we believe in Christ.
但我们是不是有这个力量可以信呢
Do we have the power to believe?
我们需要圣灵给我们这个信心。
We need the Holy Spirit to give us the faith.
让这个信心能够坚定在主耶稣的身上。
So that this faith will allow us to affirm our trust in Jesus.
我们就不需要怕这个假基督或者叫敌基督。
And not to be afraid of this Antichrist.
第三样东西就是一个环境的一个阵营。
The third front is regarding our environment.
这个兽呢在地上冒出来的兽
This beast arose from the land
他讲话好像撒旦一样
He spoke as if it was Satan himself
能够呃我们
To deceive us
讲很多甜言蜜语
To speak many sweet words to deceive us
引诱我们离开我们的神
To attract us to be away from our God
但是感谢神差遣圣灵打低咗呢个假先知
，But we thank God for sending the Holy Spirit to defeat the beast, the false prophet.
因为佢讲嘅嘢全部都系假嘅
，Because everything he said was false.
唔系合乎圣经嘅真理嘅
，And not according to the truth in the Bible.
第十八节呢系提醒我哋
，So verse 18 reminds us.
呢度咧作如果你睇圣经咧和合本系为话在这里有智慧。
And according to the Chinese Union Version, it says, In this we see wisdom.
如果你看英文圣经呢,
But if we read the English,
你是一个呼召,
This is a call.
这个呼召什么呢?
What are we being called to do?
就是呼召我们去倚靠圣灵,
To call us to put our trust in the Holy Spirit.
让我们得着智慧,
So that we can receive wisdom.
能够计算这个人的数目。
To calculate the number of a man.
这个666呢也有很多文章的但是我们的重点不是这书
There's a lot written on this number 666 but our focus is not on this today.
我们重点就是我们要有这个智慧去分辨真和假。
Our focus is that we need the wisdom to distinguish between truth and falsehood.
好让我们行在这个门徒的道路上，不至于被打败。
So that we can continue on this journey of a disciple and not be defeated.
所以重点就回去第十二章十一节。
So the focus goes back to chapter 12, verse 11.
藉着这段经文提醒我们，胜过撒旦只有用这个方法。
And to overcome Satan, this is the only way.
就是说我们要胜过撒旦，是因为耶稣基督羔羊的血和我们所作的见证。
We can conquer Satan only by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony.
我们的什么见证呢？
What is our testimony?
就是我们站在神那一边。
That we stand on the side of God.
有圣经作为我们的根据。
Using the Bible as our source.
我们的生命所行出来的。
As we live, we give our testimony.
是按照神的话所教导我们的。
According to the teachings of God's word.
撒旦就没办法攻击我们。
And God cannot, Satan cannot attack us.
第二个是第十三章的第十节。
The second focus is on chapter 13, verse 10.
就是我们要忍耐。
That we must endure.
并且要有信心。
And we must have the faith.
这个信心就是信靠我们的主耶稣。
This faith is to trust in our Lord Jesus.
历代以来都已经有很多的见证人都在这个信心的里面给我们做榜样。
Throughout the ages of Christianity, there are many good saints who have given us their testimony.
最后我们要求智慧。
And lastly, we ask for wisdom.
就是第十三章十八节的劝勉。
This is the message of chapter 13, verse 18.
我们为什么要靠福音呢？
Why do we believe and need the gospel?
因为没有这个福音，我们办不到这三样东西。
Because without the gospel, we cannot accomplish any one of these three.
我们仍然会被这个世俗影响我们。
We'll be affected by our culture and our environment of this age.
受我们从小到大所学到的东西影响我们。
We are affected by what we learn starting from childhood.
更加重要就是撒旦不会放过我们。
And most importantly, Satan will not let us go.
我们过去就是活在罪恶过犯的当中。
In the past, we have lived in sin.
我们真的没办法靠自己可以得救。
In no way can we trust ourselves to be saved.
唯有靠我们的主耶稣。
Only as we rely on Jesus Christ.
讲起上来好像很容易。
It seemingly can be easy.
但是做起上来不是那么容易。
But in practice, it is not so easy.
所以真系求主带领我哋教会。
So we must pray that God will lead our church.
因为撒旦唔会轻易放过传福音嘅教会。
Because Satan will not easily allow an evangelistic church to grow.
但我更加相信。
But I also believe.
我哋肯守住呢个阵营。
That as we follow this commandment.
继续嘅努力。
And strive further.
传扬神的福音
，to preach and spread God's gospel，
正确的福音
，in a correct, truthful gospel，
就是我们都犯了罪
，that we all have sinned，
亏缺了神的荣耀
，and fallen short of the glory of God。
如果我们不认罪悔改
，if we don't recognize our sins and confess，
我们随时会再一次堕入这个圈套里面。
Once again, we will fall into this trap。
所以让我们守圣餐之前真的好好地在神的面前
So as we prepare ourselves for the Lord's Supper, we must confess our sins in front of God.
我们一同祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，求你帮助我们。
Lord God, we ask that you help us.
让我们不要轻易来到去面对这个属灵的争战。
So that we don't belittle these battlefronts in spiritual matters.
让我们在神的面前真的谦卑认罪
So that humbly we confess in front of you, Lord.
因为我们认识你仍然是不够
Because we do not know you enough.
我们也都很多时候忽略了圣灵的提醒
And many a times we have neglected the reminder of the Holy Spirit.
并没有分辨哪些是神的心意
And have not distinguished truly God's purpose and will.
更加冇力量行出神你嘅心意
，and without the power to enforce and act out what God teaches，
求你饶恕我哋
，may you forgive us.
差遣圣灵复兴我们。
Send the Holy Spirit to revive us.
继续能够勇往直前。
That with courage we will continue forward.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of Jesus, we pray, Amen.